This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're just spend a few moments on the Haftorah of the second day of Pesach, where we read from Malachim Beis. We just said it in a previous year. We don't have Malachim Beis, but we use it for convenience. We read about the Karban Pesach that was brought in the time of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Yoshiyahu HaMelech was very young when he began to seek out God, and he returned to God v'chol ma'odoi, v'chol nafshoi, v'chol avavoi, and his grandfather was the wicked King Menashe, and his father was wicked as well. And when his father was assassinated, he took over, and he brought a Karban Pesach. And the Navi describes that his Karban Pesach was brought in a way that it was never brought the way Yoshio brought the Karban Pesach. And the connection to the Yom Tov of Pesach is obvious, because the Haftorah says the king commanded the people to make the Karban Pesach, like it says in the Torah, which is a kiyum of the Yom Tov of Pesach. The question is, what does the Navi mean? Ki loy nasa ka pesach hazem mimei ha-shoiftim ha-shoftu as Yisrael b'chol yimei malchi Yisrael malchi Yehuda. That there was never a Karban Pesach like this. What exactly does the Navi mean that there was never a Karban Pesach like this? Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in the Avas Yonasan wants to know, many ask, certainly in the days of David and Shlomo and Chizkiyahu, they made a Karban Pesach. I understand Menashe and Amon did not make a Karban Pesach, but certainly the righteous kings of Yehuda made a Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says as follows, Ach Yesh Shlomar, we know that by being marked of the Karban Pesach, what animal is the Karban Pesach? The Karban Pesach was a tle, a sheep, right? And why did they shech the sheep? Because the mazel of Mitzrayim was a tle. And actually the mazel of Nisan was a tle. Therefore the Aruch HaShulchan explains, you know, Paroi was pretty humbled. He said, Hashem HaTzadik, Aniva Ami HaRashayim. And then all of a sudden, Makas Barad comes and he says, no, you're not going out. I don't want to see your face. How did Paroi have such a change of heart? Because as the month of Nisan is coming, which is Mazel Tle, Paroi began to feel empowered. So we shechted the sheep to weaken Mazel Tle. But after we completely eradicated Mazel Tle and we weakened it, we didn't need to do it anymore. It was already weakened through that first Karban Pesach. So therefore, they never made a Karban Pesach like that original one with the Kavana to weaken Mazel Tzla, because they didn't have to. It wasn't needed, because nobody served Avodah Zarah. Mazel Tzla had been eradicated. But in times of Yoshiyahu, where for generations now they've already been worshipping Avodah Zarah and all the powers of the heavens, so Mazel Tzla reverted back to its original strength. So, by the way, that's the reason how, who killed Yoshiyahu, ultimately? Who killed him? We read in the Kinnis, Kinnah Yud Aleph, Vayikoinen Yirmiyahu Yoshiyahu, who killed Yoshiyahu? He pierced his body like a sieve with 300 arrows. Paroi Nechai, king of Egypt. What does Paroi Nechai have to do with Yoshiyahu? Because now that Mazel Tzle is becoming empowered again, Egypt is becoming empowered, Paroi is becoming empowered, so now they have the ability to attack us. Kibiyamav Chazer Mazel Tzle L'Koychai. Therefore, Paroi Melech Mitzrayim was able to kill Yoshiyahu. So therefore, they needed to make a Karban Pesach like the original one, with the explicit intention of weakening Mazel Tzle. And then the Haftorah ends off. Never was there a king who repented to God with all of his heart and all of his soul and all of his money. Why not? Why was Yoshio HaMelech the quintessential Baal Tshuva? Nobody ever did Tshuva like him. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz explains there's two types of tshuva. Sometimes a person could do tshuva, they have a difficulty, they have a tzara, they're in a compromised situation, and the Baal Shem is twisting their arm, so they change. But that's a lower level of tshuva. The highest level of tshuva is without any impetus, without any motivational factor, doing it l'shem shamayim, repenting, not because God's twisting your arm, because you think it's the right thing to do. So very often in our history, we're up against the wall, so we have no choice, we do tshuva. But says Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, when Yeshayahu sought out prophecy, he went to Chulda HaNaviyah, and he could have gone, by the way, to Yirmiyahu, and he chose to go to Chulda, and Chulda said, don't worry, nothing bad will happen in your lifetime or in the lifetime of your children. So that means Yeshayahu knew that he was sitting pretty there in the palace, you know, he had nothing to worry about. So he had nothing really motivating him to do tshuva. So if somebody does tshuva, even when life is good, when things are going well, and he does tshuva b'chol levavoy u'b'chol nafshoy, through a pure heart, that is the highest level of tshuva. And therefore, the Navi tells us, acharav lo kam kamayu, because by Yeshua is a big chiddush. By the way, so that's what it means. Nobody ever rose before him to do tshuva like he did. And then the Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz just ends off, nobody ever rose like him afterwards. Yeshua was surrounded by wicked servants, and he did not learn from their bad ways, and he still did tshuva. And therefore, there was never a king like Yeshua in the past or in the future who did tshuva to his degree. Hey, Rabbi Yisai, thank you everyone for coming. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.